Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. I see we have record numbers today, which is especially appreciated since it's such a horrible day. One point from OHR this morning, and this concerns the legislation which has been submitted by members of the BIH Parliament, which would increase the benefits and pensions of parliamentarians. In the past, the OHR has warned when legislation like this has been unaffordable and unacceptable. OHR welcomes the fact that this debate is now being taken up by the media and by NGOs. It's understandable that there is considerable popular outrage about a proposed salary hike, as the salaries of ordinary workers in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the benefits paid to those who are unemployed have not been the subject of comparable parliamentary proposals for substantial increases. The gist of public comment has been that parliamentarians clearly have to be paid at a level that's appropriate to the importance and the demands of their work. But this isn't a license to give themselves a salary increase. The BIH Ministry of Finance is now preparing a salary law, and this law will rationalise salaries paid to BIH parliamentarians and civil servants and bring them into line with salaries paid by the entities and Birchco. The guiding principle of this law will be that parliamentarians cannot pay themselves from funds that don't exist, and that those funds that do exist must be allocated in the most productive way, with the interests of citizens as the guiding criteria. The OHR urges parliamentarians to debate and enact the salary law before the October elections. They should focus their energies on this law, which is comprehensive and equitable, rather than on legislation designed principally to give themselves more money. Plans are being prepared to draw down the OHR with its bond powers, as you know, by the middle of next year. This is an election year, and it will be the electorate that will be in a position to censure this initiative in just a few months. That's all from OHR. I'll pass you over to OSC.
Dobar dan svima. Hvala što ste došli. OSC danas ima jednu izjavu. I to je najava dodjele nagrada. Misija OSCE u Bosni i Hercegovini sa zadovoljstvom najavljuje pobjednike Beacon Sheme na ceremoniji dodjele nagrada koja će biti održana sutra u poslovnom centru Unitiku Sarajevo. Bosansko-hercegovačka Beacon Shema osmišljena je tako da podigne standarde u radu općina putem vrednovanja uspjeha i pružanja podrške u širenju najboljih iskustava iz prakse. Ceremonija dodjele nagrada Beacon Sheme obilježava početak faze razmjene najboljih iskustava iz prakse i tokom idućih 12 mjeseci šest općina u okviru Beacon Sheme podijelit će svoje iskustva i najbolje ideje s drugim općinama. Drugi krug Sheme, kao i okvirne teme za period od 2006. do 2007. godine, također će biti najavljene tokom ceremonije dodjele nagrada. Šema je razvijena kao rezultat saradnje između misije OSCE-a u Bosni i Hercegovini, Vijeća Evrope, Udruženja gradova i općina Republike Srpske, distrikta Brčko i Federacije Bosne i Hercegovine, a sve uz finansijsku pomoć vlada Velike Britanije i Švajcarske. Svi novinari pozvani su da prisustvuju konferenciji za medije sutra u 12.15 u poslovnom centru Unitiku Sarajevo. Hvala.
That works now. I've got no statement to give today this morning.
Do we have any questions? To make it worth your while coming out on a rainy day. Okay, we're going to institute a new practice where we ask ourselves questions. Okay, thanks very much for coming.